Press close to those who need help, August 24. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The whole heavenly universe are intensely interested in every penitent soul that comes to Jesus, and they are interested, too, in the impenitent, in those whom they hope to see saved by repentance and reformation. Angels are watching our every act. They are familiar with every word uttered. They are intensely desirous of seeing us value above all else the instruction of God's Word. They desire us to learn Christ's meekness and lowliness, the highest of all sciences, the science of gladness and humility and love through Christ Jesus. The angels desire that we shall learn that the Son of Man came to save that which was lost. Christ came not to save that which is good and righteous, but that which was lost. Brethren and sisters, when you see a soul slipping away from the truth, and endangering his hope of eternal salvation, press close to his side, and seek to help him in every way you can. Inquire into his needs, pray with him, labor kindly, patiently, with him, never despair of helping him. Church members have a work to do along the line of taking an interest in the youth. They should shake hands with them, and manifest a kindly interest in their welfare. Let us shield the youth, so far as possible, from worldly temptations and allurements. If possible, let us find some employment for them, whereby their minds may be occupied with that which is ennobling. This is genuine ministry, a ministry that God approves, and that lifts up before the one who ministers, as well as before the one ministered unto, a standard against the enemy. Satan cannot overcome by his wiles those who in word and deed are ministers of righteousness. To everyone is given the privilege of helping his fellow men to place their feet on the rock of ages. Christ never ceases to seek us when we wander from the fold. With unwearying steps he searches until he finds us, and brings us back to his fold. Again and again we would have perished, had it not been for his loving care. Little do we realize the strength of the forces that are now at work in this world. The whole heavenly host are seeking to save that which was lost, the fallen angels are working with a power from beneath to counteract the efforts of Christ and his co-laborers. May God help us to fight the good fight of faith, and to clothe ourselves with the whole armor, and, having done all, to stand. Let us watch for souls as do those that must give an account.